Yes, in arms. He glanced at Diana. Yeah, Miriam. What would Gobazi or Menelek say to Damesh as emperor? Ask rather what Theodore would say to a fool who mistook Damesh for the king of kings, says she. How would he punish such an insult? Who knows the mind of kings? They are beyond the ken of common folk.
He put his head on one side, regarding me.
But I should not account this one a fool as you do. Did you not hear him answer Damesh, saying much, but telling nothing?
He leaned towards me, nursing his spear, his eyes intent on mine.
Perhaps Damesh is right, and he is the kind of man that Dejaz Napier would have sent to Mastiat. A man of a long head, skilled in dissimulation, and never aiming where he looks.
He smiled.
You are that man, are you not, Ras Flashman?
Then he was solemn again.
When you come to stand before Tewodros, do not try to deceive him. He loves truth, above all things, and rewards those who deal fairly with him. And takes the hands and feet of those who lie, and feeds the rest a lie to the birds and beasts,
taunts Miriam, Diana.
Peace, you hyena in woman's shape.
He nodded to me.
I advise as a friend, Englishman. Remember my words.
He was turning away. My mouth was dry with alarm, but I forced my voice to be steady.
I'd be a fool if I forgot them. Your Majesty.
Miriam Diana threw back her head with a yell and gave her thigh a ringing slap.
He knew you! By the power of God, he knew you!
She was grinning with delight.
They are not such blind fools, the English.
The bodyguard who ruled Abyssinia had turned back abruptly, but the solemn look was gone and his voice was suddenly harsh.
How did you know me? What did you see?
He looked from me to her and struck his breast in anger.
What is there here that denotes a king? This is a common soldier.
He shook his spear and slapped himself again, taking two abrupt steps towards me. I gave back, for in a mere moment his earnest, almost friendly manner had given way to shouting rage. It was as though another man had got into his skin, and Miriam was on her feet as though to intervene.
How did you know me?
He demanded, and jabbed a finger at me.
Have a care. Do not pretend that you saw royalty in my looks and speech, that you could not mistake the descendant of Solomon and Sheba, of Constantine and Alexander. I despise that kind of lie, that courtly flattery. Do not offend me with it.
Since that was precisely what I'd been about to do, I was briefly at a loss. I twigged early enough that he was no common spear-carrier. There's no lack of abs with handsome figureheads, with fine aquiline noses for looking down, but he had spoken with that calm assurance that you don't find in the private soldier, and I'd marked him down as an Abyssinian gentleman ranker, so to speak. But there had been something else.
You spoke of your companion, Damesh, as a fat little hippo. Common men do not talk so of superiors who wear the red fringe sharma. That made me wonder.
I climbed to my feet.
But when you cry, peace, hyena, to one who commands the Emperor's fighting women and wears a silver shield on her arm, then I do more than wonder. And whether you despise courtly flattery or no, I have stood before the face of many kings and queens in my time and know the look. Not at once, perhaps, but at last.
There's no doubt about it. I'm good at dealing with balmy savages. They scare the bile out of me, and perhaps terror lends wings to my wits. For when I think of the monsters I've conversed with and come away with a whole skin, more or less, Mangas, Colorado, Ranavalona, General Sang Collinsen, Crazy Horse, Dr. Arnold, God knows who else, well, it took more than luck, I can tell you. You must know when to grovel and scream for mercy, but also when to take them aback with impudence or argument or pure bamboozle. To find myself in the presence of Mad King Theodore was enough to turn my bowels to buttermilk, but having seen him quiet and crazy in quick time and realized that he was intelligent well above par, like many madmen, I knew that straight talk and a firm front to cover my quaking guts were my best bet. Oh, God, I hope so, and tried not to quiver as I waited, watching him.
End of CD 6.